Sometimes it's hard for Andrew and I to see who's going to talk because we have these massive computers in between us.
Yeah, so. We really do. I mean,
we need see-through computers like they have in Minority Report.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's good enough for Tom Cruise, it'd be good enough for us.
I don't think Tom Cruise could see over our desk, though. What we really need is like David Hasselhoff to come over here with a light up piano tie to sing and get these walls to just start coming down.
Okay.
For those
Someone's
who don't know that.
Who's a Hasselhoff fan.
And just a little callback to the late 90s or late 80s, early 90s in the fall of the Berlin Wall. Let's get back on track here at 6:37. Let's head over to the...
Do you know a friend of mine tweeted out that 1980 and 1939 are as far apart as today and 1980? I thought that was mind-blowing.
That is disturbing. Yeah.
I know.
All right. Let's head over to the Vision Homeowners Newsline now. We're joined by ABC News contributor and editor-in-chief at Investopedia, Caleb Silver. And Caleb, as we look ahead to 2022, what's in store for not only investors but savers when it comes to all things finances?
Hopefully more Hasselhoff, if you're right.
You never have too much Hasselhoff.
You can't. The Hass wins.
Another
We're expecting higher interest rates, guys. A little more inflation, probably for the next few months, but the way that cool down inflation is by raising interest rates, and that's exactly what the Federal Reserve intends to do. We thought it might be 2 interest rate rises. Now it looks like it's going to be 3. So expect higher rates, which will cool down the stock market, but will also cool down borrowing and make borrowing more expensive for homes, for cars, on your credit card debt. Anything that has a floating debt is going to get a little bit more expensive, and that's the way to cool the economy.
So that's going to be tough on people who do have a lot of credit card debt, because that is going to definitely raise the cost of borrowing that they have on that, right?
Yeah, exactly. And if you have one of those credit cards that it floats on the interest rate, you got to be real careful of that, and you got to make sure you pay down those super high interest rate debts before they start to really eat into your money. So that's going to happen. But also, that's the way to cool down inflation. We've had really high consumer prices, as you guys know, gasoline, food, but across the spectrum, home heating oil, apparel, and we've had persistent high producer prices. So that is the raw materials that come in, and the way to make that go down a little bit is by raising rates. We saw it happen in extremes back in the 80s. We're not in an extreme case here, but that's the way to do it.
Yeah, and I know as we've even seen this high inflation, the costs go up, we've also seen consumer confidence, and really the spending hasn't slowed down that far. So do you think that that'll also continue to at least trend the right way, that the consumers will still be out there wanting to spend as much as we have been despite the interest rates going up?
You make a good point. Consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Consumer spending has been really strong just up until November. We saw the holiday season, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, softer than expected. Retail sales in November, softer than expected. We know a lot of that spending happened earlier this year, right? The holiday season spending started in October because of the supply chain issues and because of rising prices. So that ate a little bit into sales. We're expecting somewhere around $1.8 trillion in holiday sales. That would be an 8 to 10% rise this year. But I don't know if we're going to get that. I think consumers might be feeling a little tapped out. And now as we see the Omicron variant spreading and concerns about economic restrictions, we might see a pullback in spending. And as you know, consumer spending is 70% of U.S. GDP. So don't be surprised if the economy gets a little rocky here and the stock market follows suit.
Well, and as analysts like yourself, as well as those at the Fed, as they look at, you know, the root causes of inflation, trying to figure out whether or not they are, temporary, like supply chain based, or whether they're more permanent, has anyone been able to really nail down what this is all due to?
No, well, it's a combination of things, a perfect storm of a lot of demand. We were not spending like we're spending a year ago. We're spending now like we weren't able to spend a year ago, I should say. So you have that. You also have the fact that during the pandemic, you had a lot of the supply chain sort of shut down a little bit. Easy to shut it down on a dime, harder to start it up right away like a light switch. So that takes a while. We're missing about 3 million workers from the workforce. We're missing a lot of truckers. We're missing a lot of folks in the shipping industry. You have that going on, and you have higher energy prices. And higher energy prices are going to make everything more expensive because we need it to transport goods.
Yeah, and as we're talking about the need to transport goods, some of the supply chain things, that has been, you know, as you mentioned earlier, kind of one of the landmarks looking back, especially this fourth quarter. Are we really expected to see those issues really clear up really anytime soon?
No, I think that's going to go into the first quarter, perhaps the second. But I think you're going to see the economy start to cool a little bit, the job market finally showing some good signs of health. The Fed wants to see maximum employment, which is 3-4% unemployment. We're only at 4.2%, worse in different parts of the country. Of course, here in New York, it's very high. But we're getting to that point, and we're going to get those higher interest rates. So you're going to find the economy cooling a little bit. You're going to see the stock market already starting to turn a little bit. It's been at record highs again and again this year. But now there's going to be another option for investors, because as interest rates rise, so do the yields on government bonds. And they've been down very low. And investors have had nowhere to go but the stock market, which is why you've seen 68 records for the S&P 500 so far in 2021.
All right. Well, Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, thank you for sharing your insight into this. And we'll, I guess, just wait and see what the impact of those interest rates is going to be as we play out into 2022. Thank you.
Thank you.